an arbitrary one-line article flashed through the internet at me saying that today, between the 26th of August and the 28th of August in 1941, over 23,000 Hungarian Jews were slaughtered in the Ukraine. They say this was done by the SS and the Gestapo outside Kamieniec Podilski, something like that. A pronunciation is wrong. What really, really struck me hard about this was that I've heard about Babi Yar. We all associate the Holocaust with Ukraine, with mass murder in the Ukraine, but specifically Babi Yar is particularly awful. What struck me is I'd never even heard about this, and let's not underestimate this. This is 23,000 Hungarian Jews. So to talk about this and its historical significance, we're really privileged to have Rabbi Ariel. He is the rabbi of Chabad in Kyiv, of all places. Rabbi Ariel, thank you for talking to us today on Chai FM.
Thank you very much for having me.
Talk to me about this particular incident. Why is this so unknown? 23,000 Hungarian Jews. Talk to us about this incident, if you can.
Unfortunately, I can. Just before you start, you mentioned about the Babi Yar.
Yes.
There is a story in Babi Yar that I can't forget. About 25 years ago, the president of Israel and the president of Ukraine went there for a ceremony to remember the people who murdered them, the Jews.
Yeah.
And I stood there together with my father. My father is the chief rabbi of Kiev. We stood there. I was a kid. And of course, for us, it was horrible. And for every Jew, and next to us stood very old Jew, and he cried very much.
Yeah.
And he cried the entire ceremony. And when it finished, he told me. He came to me, approached me, told me, you know, for you maybe it's very hard, but it's another event. But for me, he told me I was inside. Inside it means that in Babi Yar, the Nazis took all of the Jews and they told them to dig a hole inside the sand. And after they did it, they told them that now you need to go inside or they shoot them. And then they went inside. I mean, they fall inside. Or so they told them to go inside and they didn't even shoot them, put land on them, and they died after a few days. So he told me, I was one of those who fell inside. The Germans thought that actually I got shot, but I didn't. I made I showed them that I was shot, but I fell inside, and a few days later I could go out of there. So this is about Babi Yar and the Holocaust of Hungary. It's a horrible history, especially in Kamieniec Podolsk. For some reason, a lot of, as you mentioned before, a lot of people doesn't know, but in 1944, when Germans entered actually in 1944, I'm sorry, in 1941.
Yeah.
41. More than 20,000 Jews were sent to Kamieniec Podolsk. It was before the Nazis went to Hungary, so this 23,000 Jews were not Hungarian, and they took them, and they killed them. It wasn't even a ghetto; killed them over there. It's a horrible place. I mean, horrible history, and of course, the place itself. It's a horrible memorial. I go there from time to time, just even to pray a little bit. I was there just a few weeks ago in Kamieniec Podolsk, and I think that most of the people, even there, they don't know the horrible history that this city saw.
Rabbi, I'm just trying to understand. Did you say they weren't Hungarian Jews, or they were?
They weren't. In 1941, the Hungarian took more than 20,000 Jews that were not Hungarian. They lived in Hungary, but they didn't have a Hungarian passport. They were not Hungarian. They took them. Later on, in 1944, the Germans with the Hungarian government, they took more than 500,000 Jews, and they killed most of the Jewish community over there.
If you were to go to the site today, is it a forest? Is it near a town? I'm trying to understand geographically how this could have happened without people knowing.
So mostly, we mentioned Babi Yar in Kiev. So most of the times it was outside the city. They didn't want all of the people to know about it. So it was outside the city. In Kamenets Podolsk also, it wasn't in the city. Today the city got bigger, so it's not outside the city. It's inside the city, and unfortunately, a lot of locals, Ukrainians, also helped the Germans.
Why is it that we talk about Babi Yar and we don't talk about this? Were the numbers significantly different? How many were killed at Babi Yar?
Unfortunately, in Babi Yar, it's much more. We can't even imagine 23,000, but unfortunately, in Babi Yar, it's much more. There are a few numbers. The highest number that I heard, it's 160,000.
Okay.
So, I don't know the exact number. It's much more, but unfortunately, there are a lot of places in Ukraine and in Poland. In general, a lot of places that Jews were killed.
Rabbi Arel, thank you for your time this afternoon. You've certainly given perspective and helped explain. It's really remarkable to me that an event that involved 23,000 murdered Jews didn't even know the name. Time check for you is 6:02, and I think we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you so much for having joined me today, in fact, this whole week. Hope you enjoyed the Shulem song. I'm going to certainly apply my mind on Sunday and scroll through my resources and try bring you interesting, wonderful, and exotic music, that's for sure. It's been a good week. Great to be back with you. Craig, thank you so much for the engineering. Dinah, thanks for the production. To all of you, as this is the last show of the week, Shabbat Shalom v'shaket. May it be peaceful and quiet. And I'll come back on Monday and we'll do this all over again.